This show furnished by Vinny Tortoridge.
He's Hollywood's go-to guy for health and fitness. It's Fitness Confidential with celebrity fitness trainer Vinny Tortoridge.
Your good intentions have been stolen, and I'm here to help you get them back. Call me now at 1-800-222-5222.
Yeah, I am Vinny Tortoridge, and you are listening to Fitness Confidential. That's right. You heard it at the top of the show. You can call me at 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222. We got one heck of a show planned for you tonight. We'll be talking to a few people. I have an expert coming on to talk about type 2 diabetes. That's Nicole Racine. She'll be here right after the first break. We also have Serena Scott Thomas, actress, and also the woman I love. She will be here in a bit, so hang on for that. If you're sitting there going, Serena Scott Thomas, what have I seen her in? You've seen her in a lot of things. Recently, we'll talk about this when she comes on. She was on, she was in a movie called Inherent Vice last year. She was on television just recently, a show called Rizzoli and Isles. You may remember as different people's wives, Bruce Willis's wife in Hostage and Don Johnson's wife in Nash Bridges. She plays a lot of wives, so she'll be here. Looking forward to that. Love that woman. Anyway, you know what? I'm going to go right to the phones. Let's get a few phone calls in right before the break, and then we'll go from there. We have Pam in Corona. What are you doing, Pam?
I was just so excited that you have another show, yet another way for me to listen to you.
Are you so obviously you're a fan of the podcast, I'm guessing?
A big fan of the podcast. My sister and I found you probably when you first started on Corolla, so it's part of that Corolla effect.
Or as Adam calls it, the Corolla bump. But as he puts it, you could get rid of it by having a small surgery. Yeah. Love Adam. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you this, Pam. Adam has a movie coming out called The 24-Hour War. I went to the premiere the other night. Do not miss that. If you ever cared about cars at all, do you have a car, Pam? Do you have a car?
A car?
Yeah. Well, go see this movie. Everyone who's ever driven a car needs to see The 24-Hour War by Adam Carolla. Do you have a question, Pam?
Well, maybe just more of a comment. First, I actually called thinking I wouldn't get through, so I didn't really prepare a question.
But here you are. First
my
caller.
My biggest comment is that I went from being a vegan. I was a vegan probably more for ethical reasons, trying to get my cholesterol down, realizing that wasn't happening. And once the more you get away from eating meat and dairy products, et cetera, I started feeling this weird, this compassion thing and, you know, all that ethical vegans feel. Well, I gained about 20 pounds in that process.
Right,
and
right.
After hearing you, I figured out why.
And so, why was that? Let's help the audience out because other people are going to have the same question. Why were you feeling, why do you think you gained the 20 pounds?
I know I gained it from eating too much rice, too much starchy foods. I did eat nuts and stuff, but when you're having the nuts with the carbs, it's just excess everything, you know? The fake meat, the convenient things.
Yeah, let me speak to that for a second, because you almost made me throw up just a little bit. You know, if vegans are so much about not eating meat, why do they have to go with tofurkey and all the different? I don't get that. Look, you want to be a vegan? I'm fine with that. Be a vegan. But don't start faking the meat. I don't want the fake. I was at a vegan restaurant. I was in Notting Hill in London a couple of weeks ago, and we accidentally went to a vegan restaurant. We ended up not eating there. But I got to tell you, Pam, they had fake hamburgers. They had fake everything. And it was like, I looked at Serena. We were waiting for a friend, and I said, call your friend. There was an Italian deli down the street. We went over there, and we hammered some food.
Yeah.
We hurt some food down there. So I get it. You know, when people start vegans for ethical reasons, maybe the doctor told them they had high cholesterol. And by the way, we're going to have a woman coming on later in the hour, Nicole Racine, who knows a lot about diabetes. She knows a lot about cholesterol, and cholesterol is not the problem. No one ever dies from cholesterol. We need cholesterol to live, okay? And when we started this whole cholesterol thing in this country and then subsequently in the world, it was all because, you know, the medical companies had to sell statins. And how do you sell a statin? Well, you got to tell everyone they have high cholesterol. How do you tell them that? Well, take whatever the average is, tell them that's high, bam, everyone's on a statin. Now we got everyone on statins. Would you agree?
I would agree. And I went on a statin and it didn't change anything.
Exactly.
Except that it does lead to depression. It leads to all kinds of things. People don't know the side effects from the statins. There's big side effects.
Yeah. No, it's huge. It really is. Well, Pam, thank you for calling. It's been great talking to you, but if I go any longer, I'm going to lose Christy, who I got to bring Christy in. So thank you for coming on. And please call back as often as possible. We're usually on Sunday nights from 7 to 8. This week, we have a two-hour special on Saturday between 6 and 8. We got Christy, also from Corona. It seems like everyone in Corona wants to be in good shape. Christy, how are you doing?
I'm good, Vinny. How are you?
I'm doing great, Pumpkin. Tell me what's going on.
Couple of things. I was on your podcast about a month or so ago about losing inches but not weight.
This is Christy. Which one?
Still.
Oh, are you on Twitter? Are you Crikey? Which one are you on Twitter?
Junior Nation.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I remember you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I actually just tweeted you about this, but then I saw you said call in now, so here I am.
Yeah, here I am. Bam.
I found a herbal tea that has licorice root in it. That's my first question. And I wanted to know if licorice root would do anything negative. Is that good or bad?
There's nothing wrong with licorice. Actually, I can make an argument that licorice is healthy. Does it have any stevia or any of that junk in it, or is it pretty clean?
It's clean. It's licorice root, peppermint, basil, and fennel seed.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why you would want to drink that tea, but if you like it, knock yourself out. I mean, look, I can't stop your taste buds just because they're a little weird, right?
Yeah.
Most people, let me tell you, Christy, most people like the Earl Grey. You got your English breakfast. You got your Lapsang Souchong. You got some real teas out there in the world. You're messing around with junior league teas here, you know.
I've tried them all, and I'm strung out on Earl Grey, but I tried this one today, and I went, "Wow, this is pretty tasty. It's calming. It's very calming."
Hey, do you like calming teas?
Yes, I need to calm down.
Oh, there's one. It's what's it called?
Chamomile.
Chamomile. Yes. Thank you for doing my show for me. Yes, chamomile.
Chamomile and vanilla.
Whoa, vanilla. It's not sweet vanilla, is it?
No.
Sweet vanilla. That would be a stripper's name, right? Would that be a stripper? Hang on.
Sweet vanilla.
Let me see if I can pull up my stripper music. Hang on. gentlemen. Coming at you for the first of three. She's been working here for a while, 6 months. Come on. Let's give it up. Sweet vanilla. Yeah, that's definitely a stripper, right?
Definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so my part two question was, you know, we talked about, you know, me losing inches, but not weight. It's basically my body composition. There's no doubt it's been changing. Okay.
Yeah.
I've lost 1 pound since the last time I've talked to you, and I think it's been about a month now. So my question is, I don't know if you recall, but I suffered a concussion back in April.
Actually, now that rings a bell. Get what I did there? Concussion, bell rung.
Yeah.
Come on. Work with me here.
So anyways, I'm on a couple of different medications that trying to get the chemistry in my brain to, you know, get back to normal. And I'm wondering if that would affect any weight loss.
It absolutely can and will affect weight loss. Now, Christy, the thing here is I'm not a doctor, and I can't diagnose.
Our
friend Dr. Drew tried to diagnose something a few weeks ago, and whoa, oh, the whole world went crazy on that one. So I'm not a doctor. I can't do that.
Right. I understand.
But I can tell you it can affect weight loss. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what I was thinking too.
But your diet, you're on the straight and narrow, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. I even the last time we spoke, you know, you told me to cut out some of the heavy whipping cream with my berries, which I did. I only do that like probably once a week now, and I'm totally fat adapted because I've hardly ever eat breakfast anymore.
Cool.
I'm not hungry. I have a little bit of coconut oil in my tea on the way to work, and then, you know, I eat lunch and then
I can only imagine what that tea tastes like. Jeez.
Early tea in the morning.
You know, I'm going to go home tonight and make the tea. I there's no way that could taste good. Coconut oil and licorice. No way.
No way. No, the coconut oil goes in the Earl Grey tea.
Oh, so you still have the Earl Grey.
Yes, I do that in the morning.
All right, let me tell you something. Christy, I got to go to break, but I'm going to tell you this before I go.
Uh-huh.
Serena Scott-Thomas, who happens to be a champion at tea, she's going to be later on in the show, and uh-huh. I will write a note right here to have her talk about tea. This woman knows more about tea than the Indians. And when I say Indians, I'm not talking about the American Indians. I'm talking about the ones in India. Yeah.
Yes.
You know the
have
ones.
Have her do that. I'm a tea lover.
I will.
I'll have her do that. Okay.
Yeah, she will talk about tea. Christy, thanks for coming on. We have a lot of people on hold. I'm hoping all of you guys will hang on because we're going to go to break. We'll be back right after break. 800-222-5222. Call me now. Have an exciting show. Serena Scott-Thomas will be here later along with Nicole Racine. And I think we're going to have Andy Schreiber drop by in the second show. We'll be back right after this.
With the election around the corner, there's a lot of uncertainty. That's why if you're retired or retiring soon, the most important thing you can do is prepare for all situations. Don't miss the free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose 7 p.m. this coming Tuesday, Radisson Hotel Chatsworth. 1 p.m. next Saturday, October 8th, Holiday Inn OC Airport. 7 p.m. Thursday, October 13th, DoubleTree Suites Santa Monica. Or 10 a.m. Saturday, October 15th, Embassy Suites Arcadia. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net. Learn to take advantage of gains when possible while helping protect your retirement from a stock market crash. What you could do to help hedge against a recession. How to prevent outliving your assets. The best time to take Social Security and more. Ken Marafe was featured in Forbes. Clients that followed Ken's advice were out of the market in 2008. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302. Also, sign up for a free financial portfolio review in our e-news market alert at moneymatters.net.
Hey, Christy, what are you doing here?
Making money with Selfie Station.
What's Selfie Station?
It's right over there.
You mean that awesome portable touchscreen photo booth that we've been taking selfies with all night? That's your business? Oh, it's so much fun, and the pictures are such a great memory.
Everybody loves Selfie Station. I'm having more fun and making more money than I ever have.
You know, this would be perfect for my brother's wedding.
Call me soon, because I book up fast.
Do you want to own a business that's fun, that everybody loves? Right now, Selfie Station is offering a sweet deal to get you started. For a super low investment, you can be up and running in just 30 days. Weddings, corporate functions, proms, club events, holiday parties. Be the first in your area. You won't believe how much people will pay to make your business the life of their party. And now Selfie Station sweetens the deal even more with a $500 discount off the professional package. That's right. For a limited time, you can save even more. Just go to SelfieStationToday.com and enter promo code 2000. That's SelfieStationToday.com, promo code 2000.
I don't understand why it's okay or people should feel entitled to say anything about anyone. Let's just call this what it is. Let's get the footage from Frankenstein or anywhere where there's village people with pitchforks and the village people all take off as a mob to go kill the beast. That's what we've all become now. That used to be a punchline. There used to be some sort of joke of a primitive people that the more evolved, democratic, educated country and a modern country would never behave like that. And yet we've devolved into just that.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live, with Psycho Mike Catherwood. Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. You can call me now, 800-222-5222. 800-ABC-KABC. I hate when people do that to me. and say, hey, here's the number in letters. No, just give it to me in numbers, 800-222-5222. We're going to go right back to the phones. Jason has been on hold for a while. Jason, Salt Lake City, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How's it going, Vinny?
Good, man. Thank you for hanging on, man. We, you know, the lines are kind of lighting up over here.
Yeah, I set an alarm on my phone to call right at 7 o'clock my time. So,
Jason, I like asking people this. You know, I got the whole thing going on online, you know, VinnyTortorese.com. That's where we started this whole thing. The podcast has got to be up near 700 episodes now. The Pure Vitamin Club thing. Of course, I'm on Corollas every other week as a regular guest. How did you find me?
Corolla.
So you're part of the, as he calls it, the Corolla bump?
Yeah, I heard you on that, and Adam and Dr. Drew, and subscribe to yours, and have listened to yours for about 4 months now.
Cool, cool. Now, let me ask you this. Have you gotten anything out of it? Are we helping you?
Yeah, I've lost probably about 20 pounds since then.
Wow. And, really? The stuff works? I'm not getting paid enough. Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
So let's do this, Jason. Let's educate people. You've been doing this for about a month, right?
About off and on since about end of June.
Okay, so a couple of months, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've lost 20 pounds. Now, you know, a lot of women are sitting there going, I can't lose a pound. Jason's lost 20. And then they're going to call me and tweet me all upset. Let's go with your size. How old, how tall, and how much did you weigh when you started?
27, and I'm 6'4", and I started probably about 300.
Okay. Okay. So you got some weight to lose.
Yeah.
Okay. I could tell you this. You said you've been doing it off and on.
Yeah.
Don't go off anymore. This is your life we're talking about, buddy. You see what I'm saying? This isn't playtime. This isn't, oh, I want to lose a couple of pounds so I can pick up a girlfriend. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about your life. You're 26, right?
Yeah, 27.
27. Look at that. You've aged. We've only been on the phone for 5 minutes. Jeez. So tell me what you were doing before and tell me what you're doing now that you've started NSNG. And let me explain to the audience here who may not know, NSNG stands for no sugar, no grains. It's a concept I came up with. There's a book called Fitness Confidential, the same as this show. And we also have a vitamin company called purevitaminclub.com. Jason, explain to me how you were eating before and how you're eating now.
Well, before I was just doing what everyone else does, right? Pasta, bread, Carl's Jr.
The sad diet, the standard American diet, also known as the sad diet. Boo-hoo. Okay, go on.
And so now it's a lot of chicken, a lot of meat, a lot of I haven't eaten bread very much.
Good.
Pasta's a no. And lots of olive and coconut oil.
Well, tell me about your breakfast. What does that look like?
Right now, usually it's a couple hard-boiled eggs at about 9 o'clock. I get up around 6.
Okay. So you kind of do a fasting thing in the morning? You go 3 hours, no food, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't really get hungry till about then. I've really never been hungry till about then.
Right, right. Okay. And what do you do for lunch?
Usually it's leftover chicken or a can of tuna, plus I get the steamable cauliflower and broccoli together.
When you say steamable, you put it in the microwave right from a bag type of thing? Or?
Yeah, and then if I can, I'll melt butter and then put salt and pepper on top.
Cool. And then for dinner, I guess if you're having leftover meats for lunch, you have dinner every night for meat, meat for dinner?
Yeah, I try to use chicken thighs. Because thighs usually have a skin on them, and then
right.
I cook it in olive oil and stuff.
Do you like fish?
I like tuna with a little bit of mayo. I've never been much for fish. I like shrimp as far as seafood, but other than that, not really.
But shrimp gets expensive on a daily basis. You know, fish is always good. Try to get some red meat. Even if you could go to a real butcher and get the good quality hamburger meat, that sort of thing, you'll get all the nutrients you need. You everything is in the meat. The red meat is good. I always call it the poor man's steroid. So, you know, try some of that.
Yeah.
Right?
I threw that in my zoodles when I do that.
Cool. And your noodles?
My zoodles. Zucchini noodles.
Oh, your zoodles. You see, you kids, you know, like the Brangelina, right? And all these names where you take the two names. Just say zucchini noodles. I'm old. I don't get all the stuff. I don't want to hear from zoodles. Come on, Jason, help me out. You're killing me over here. So you put it with your zoodles?
Yeah. I brown the meat, throw some garlic and salt, and throw it in with some sugar-free marinara that I find.
Where do you find that?
Walmart.
Wait, Walmart has something that's sugar-free? Besides,
yeah,
like a lawn chair?
Not in the ingredients.
I'm not letting this go, Jason. Can you run and go get that? I'll hang on. Go. Do you have that product in your house right now?
Yeah.
Go get it.
It's in my refrigerator right now.
All right. Jason's going to his refrigerator and getting that. While he's doing that, I want to tell folks about Squatty Potty. That's right. While Jason closes doors in the background, Squatty Potty. Folks, if you go to the bathroom and you have a little problem, even if you don't have a problem, you need a Squatty Potty. And when I first heard about this thing, I was like, Squatty Potty? It didn't even sound like a real product. But if you watch Shark Tank, it was like the biggest product on Shark Tank. Everybody loved it. And then I got in touch with Bobby Edwards over at Squatty Potty. They sponsor my podcast. Now they're sponsoring this show. Let me tell you something about Squatty Potty. Bobby's mom had a little problem. She couldn't get it all out. She couldn't get it out at all. Doctors were giving her drugs, this, that, and the other thing. She was taking castor oil. Nobody takes castor oil anymore but Bobby's mom. It wasn't working. She was taking the magnesium, just the whole thing. Bobby figured if his mom could squat like they do in India, like they do in China, things might come out. Turns out all they had to do was build the Squatty Potty, put her feet up on that. His mom was in the perfect position. Voila! That's Mexican for wow. Squatty Potty, folks. When you go to squattypotty.com, put the promo code Vinny, V-I-N-N-I-E. Don't put the wimpy Y on Vinny, V-I-N-N-I-E, 15, Vinny 15. You will get 15% off your entire order. And if you order more than $50 worth of stuff, you also get free shipping. So let's say you order $52 worth of stuff, and the discount brings it below $50. You still get the free shipping. You still get the 15% off. They're giving it away over at Squatty Potty. Anyway, before we go, let's see if we could get Jason back. Jason, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what you got.
So tomatoes, onions, olive oil, salt, garlic, basil, spices, and calcium chloride.
Don't need that.
Calcium chloride.
Okay, you were reading right off the ingredients?
Yes.
Okay. Is there tomato paste in it?
It says tomatoes. That's all tomato.
That's all they say. And you're losing weight on it.
Yeah.
Keep eating it. Don't stop. Just, you know, try doing this with your zoodles. Try putting some, olive oil on them. Some salt, some pepper, and eat them like that. Try it like that every now and then. You could grate a little cheese on top, whichever kind you like. You got your Parmesan. You got your Romano. Try that stuff. Buy it fresh. Trust me on this stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got me, Jason?
Yeah.
Dude, I really appreciate you calling. We're going to have to go to break in just a second. Would you promise to call in on a Sunday night? Whenever you have questions, I'm here to help you. Just call in.
Yeah, I'll skip out on Sunday evening football because, you know, my Bears are never shown when the other lose.
You're in Salt Lake City. What do you mean, your Bears?
I'm originally from Chicago, so.
But now you're in Salt Lake. So now you got to watch football. You can't even get a drink because it's Sunday and you're in Salt Lake City. You can't get alcohol there.
You can buy it as long as it's before 10 o'clock Saturday night.
You see, those rules kill me. Oh, Jason, I'm out of here. That was my buddy Jason. He will be calling back again. 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. When we come back, we'll be talking to Gabby and David. And then finally, Nicole Racine coming at you for the top of three. 1-800-222-5222, 790-KABC.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that GEICO could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at GEICO.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. GEICO's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With all the stock market volatility lately, if you're retired or retiring soon and can't afford a 30 to 50% loss in a crash, protect yourself now. It's more important than ever to attend a free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose 7 p.m. Tuesday, Radisson Hotel Chatsworth. 1 p.m. next Saturday, October 8th, Holiday Inn OC Airport. 7 p.m. Thursday, October 13th, DoubleTree Suites Santa Monica. Or 10 a.m. Saturday, October 15th, Embassy Suites Arcadia. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net. Learn why it's critical to have a defense strategy as part of your retirement plan. How to avoid serious and costly retirement mistakes. The best time to take Social Security. Plus, get a current analysis of what to do in today's market and more. Ken Murray was featured in Barron's. Clients that followed Ken's advice were out of the market in 2008. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302. Also, sign up for a free financial portfolio review in our e-news market alert at moneymatters.net.
My name is Ruth Roosie, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Roosie. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Hey, you like free stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, KABC is on a mission to hook you up with tickets to the hottest concerts, comedy shows, movie premieres, theme parks, restaurants, gift cards, cash books, DVDs, hats, t-shirts, fans, money,
Ooh.
Well, pretty much anything that we can get our hands on.
Gimme.
But before, hang on a second, you can get your hands on these cool prizes, there are a couple of rules.
KABC on-air contests are open to legal U.S. residents age 18 or older at the time of entry who reside in Los Angeles, Orange, San Bernardino, Riverside, or Ventura counties.
Employees of Cumulus Media Holdings Incorporated, its parent company, affiliates, related entities, and subsidiaries, other radio stations serving the listening area, and immediate family members and household members of all such employees are not eligible to participate.
Listeners may only win once every 30 days. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Limit one entry per person unless otherwise stated.
A complete copy of the rules can be obtained by visiting kabc.com/contest-rules.
Please, don't speak. No, go. Go, gentle Scorpio, go.
Don't tell me not to speak. Why?
Happy return.
Don't tell me not to speak, Diane Wiest. 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. We have Nicole Racine coming up. We have Serena Scott-Thomas coming up later and Andy Schreiber. But right now, we have Gabby from Bell Garden. Bell Garden. How are you doing, Gabby?
Hi, how are you?
Great. So tell me about it. What's going on?
So I just wanted to say thank you more than anything because I went to see your show in Pasadena.
Yeah.
Back in July. And a friend of mine had sent me a link to one of the podcasts, so I listened to it, and that was maybe a few weeks before that. The day before I went to see your show, the doctor prescribed insulin. And so the day that we were there, you know, I got to ask you some questions, and I was really feeling really bad, you know, because it felt like a personal failure. But I started NSMG that day, and I went from a hemoglobin A1C of 8.5 to yesterday my test came back, and I'm at 6.1.
I'm giving you a Rudy clap right now. Oh, my God. And, Gabby, I do remember you came with the guy, the muscular guy, right? And the little skinny guy. It was three of you.
Yes.
And I remember you. And by the way, folks, if you want to come to my next show, I will be in Irvine at the Irvine Improv. Thanks for reminding me, Gabby. I'll be at the Irvine Improv on October 27th. The same questions celebrities get to ask me on a daily basis. You could come to the Irvine Improv. I know what you're thinking. Wait, is this guy going to tell jokes? It's the only time you could be in a comedy club and talk to the guy on stage, and instead of him going, hey, I don't come to Burger King and knock burgers out of your hand when you're trying to work, I will actually answer your question for you, just like Gabby's. Now, Gabby, this is going to freak you out. Not only
what?
Did I remember the two guys you were with, because they were quite cute, I might say. but
thank you.
But here's the thing. You said to me, do I really have to give up grains? And I said, yes. And you said, but I'm Mexican. Was that what happened that night? As if by some kind of decree, because you are a certain nationality, you must then eat grains, right?
Well, yeah, corn.
Because Mexicans eat a lot of corn. And you guys also eat a lot of flour, those flour tortillas and the whole thing, right?
Yes. Yeah. Bolillo, you know, the bread, and
And look, I feel for you.
The Mexican sweet bread, pan dulce, all of that stuff.
I grew up with Italian, my great-grandparents, the people from the old country, there was pasta and the whole thing around. But we didn't just eat the pasta. There was meat, there was fish. My family was from a fishing village in Calabria, and they were fishermen in Louisiana. They owned a fish market. And pasta in our house was a side dish. Now, let me explain what that means to you, because this correlates as well with Italians as it does with Mexicans, because as I've always said, the only difference between a Mexican and an Italian is that we make really cool cars, and you guys don't.
Uh-huh.
You guys didn't come up with the Ferrari. The Italians did.
Yeah, but you know what? You guys got the tomato from us.
We did.
And the avocado.
But Italians like to steal. So, I mean, look, you call it what it is. So, at any rate, I grew up with this, you know, when I was a kid, it was all about meat and vegetables. Eat your meat, eat your vegetables, eat your fish, eat your vegetables. And then pasta was a side dish. Somewhere in the late 70s, early 80s, we decided that pasta was a main course. And for some odd reason, we decided as a country and as a people that the whole plate had to be full of pasta. Now, I mean, when you think about it, pasta puttanesca. What that means in Italian is the horse pasta. It's meant for poor people that can't afford pasta. That's what the horse would eat. That's not what you're supposed to eat for a meal, right? So
exactly.
Mexican, same way. You guys, people say to me, you don't eat Mexican food? And I say, oh, no. Serena Scott Thomas will be here later. She will attest that I eat Mexican food twice a week, if not three times a week, but I eat the shrimp. I eat the meat. I eat the carne asada.
Right.
I eat, and I have a little cheese with it. I have the peppers,
And that's what I've learned to do. When I go out to eat, I don't order. You know, I said no rice, no beans. Just give me a salad. Give me some lemon. I've completely had to change the way that I eat,
right,
which is obvious. You know, obviously, but it was hard, but it's not as hard as I thought it would be. The only thing I really miss are tacos. But the last time I had tacos, which was about a month into NSNG, I had a hangover the next day from the tortilla.
You had a food hangover, right? That happens all the time to people. It's amazing.
So now I'm like definitely afraid of eating carbs like that, in that form, like a tortilla or like bread, because I'm just like, okay, I do not want that feeling again. That does not feel good. But I just did want to say thank you. I've also dropped 20 pounds.
Wow!
All of my,
are you serious?
All of my,
Rudy, double Rudy clap here. Come on. Oh, my God. Because you were a hot-looking chick to begin with.
Oh, my God.
Now you must be smoking hot. Oh, my God.
You know what I can say about this is that I've been at this weight before.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever felt or looked as good as I do at this weight.
There must be a little dust in this room. It's got to be a little dust in here because I'm getting a little choked up here. Oh, my God. Oh, Gabby.
But it's just, I think that before, losing weight to get at this point, and yeah. I still have a long ways to go, but, it was a different kind of weight loss. I felt sick. I felt sick. And now, I feel really good.
Oh, God, Gabby.
And it's just a completely different feeling.
Yeah.
And
I got you, baby.
I've added 13 people to the Facebook community.
Oh, my God.
Six of my friends that I've added have started on this. We have our own little group in Messenger. And, they put up their pictures of their food. And do I have enough fat in here? And, what else should I do? And, it's kind of like a snowball. It's just kind of taken on a life of its own. And it's awesome.
Gabby, if nothing else happens in this show tonight, you just made my day. You literally just made my day. Now, here's what I want to do for you.
Yes.
You live down in Bell Garden, right? And
yes.
Look, I know your city's broke because you had those guys come down there and steal all your money, right? Wasn't that Bell Garden? Okay.
Well, actually, no, that was the city of Bell, but we're next door.
Okay, Bell Garden, same thing. You guys got problems too, trust me. All right, here's the thing. I want to see you on the 27th at the show. The tickets are on me. I'm giving you
awesome.
And one friend a ticket to the show at the Irvine Improv, but I want you to bring some other friends so that we can help more people. That's all we're doing.
Absolutely.
Right? And I
didn't mean to test.
Yeah, I think we dropped it in time. This is not the podcast. You can't say words like that.
Right. Sorry
okay.
about that.
No, we're good now. Just don't say anything else because I have a seven-second delay I have to build up again. It takes me a couple of minutes. So be on your best behavior. Okay. So here's the thing. I want you to bring as many friends as you can. Of course, they would have to pay. The tickets are only $20.
Right.
And I want to see those two crazy guys again. Come on. You guys have to come down. You know it's a party. Come on.
Right.
October 27th.
Absolutely.
Irvine Improv. Contact me. Do you know how to get in touch with me? Tweet to me.
Well, I'm on the Facebook page in the.
Yeah, but I don't get to see all
with
that.
With Ronnie and Andy and all of
you
that.
You know, do this. Get in touch with Andy at purevitaminclub.com. Tell him that it's Gabby. He will get me in touch with you. So just write to Andy at purevitaminclub.com or use the 800 number at purevitaminclub.com and talk to Andy. He will get you in touch with me. We will make sure that you and one friend gets a free ticket. Bring all your friends down to the Irvine Improv on October 27th. We are going to party down, right?
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
All right. So,
all right. Thanks so much.
Gabby, you have a good evening. We will come back. I feel horrible. I've kept David on hold for a long time. We're going to come back and talk to David. I hope he can hold on for just a little longer. I got a feeling I know who this guy is because he's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I think he might be a little soggy, a little waterlogged. They had a big flood down there. I'm hoping that that's the same David. His last name is not here, but I'm pretty sure it is him because of the question he's asking. We will come back with that. Remember, purevitaminclub.com is the vitamin company. If you want the purest vitamins on the planet, get those vitamins. Call me now, 800-222-5222. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Oh, yeah. I'm a T-bone man with a T-bone plan who craves the bone-in goodness of a thick and juicy T-bone steak from Norm's. A 3/4-pound thing of beauty cooked to perfection all day, every day, starting from just $12.99, served with soup, a salad, and my choice of potato and a vegetable. For flavor that's down to the bone delicious, make your T-bone plan. It's the Norm. NormsRestaurants.com, open 24/7.
If you're retired or retiring soon and your retirement portfolio could not survive a major stock market crash, don't miss the next free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose 7 p.m. this coming Tuesday, Radisson Hotel Chatsworth. 1 p.m. next Saturday, October 8th, Holiday Inn OC Airport. 7 p.m. Thursday, October 13th, DoubleTree Suites Santa Monica. Or 10 a.m. Saturday, October 15th, Embassy Suites Arcadia. Learn to help protect your investments from the next bear market. How to avoid making serious and costly retirement mistakes. The best time to take Social Security. Planning for price increases and more. Ken Murray was quoted in Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Forbes. Clients that followed Ken's advice were out of the stock market in 2008. When you work with Money Matters, we become your financial watchdog so you can relax and not worry. Come hungry and enjoy our famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302. Also, sign up for a free financial portfolio review in our weekly e-news market alert at moneymatters.net.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Good morning.
McIntyre in the Moan
with Terry Ray Elmer.
A guy is claiming that he got bed bugs.
Ew.
From riding around on a Walmart motorized scooter. You know they have those motorized scooters for people who can't walk?
Yeah.
Usually really big people. The video is hard to stomach. The bugs are visibly...
You can see them?
...crawling in and out of the motorized cart's seat.
Oh,
well, if you get one of those scooters, imagine every person that's been on it before you.
McIntyre in the
morning.
With Terry Ray Elmer. Mornings at 5 on 790 KABC.
Yo, give me some of that damn fried chicken.
KFC has created a Kentucky Fried Chicken SPF 30 sunscreen.
Oh, God. Does it smell like chicken?
Yes, it does.
Ew! Are you kidding me? Get over here. You smell so good. I want to eat you. is that the turkey cookie? No, your mom's just sunbathing out there. She forgot to put the bird in. But that's her. She smells like fried chicken.
The drive home. With Jillian Barbary and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. We've kept this guy on hold for way long enough. David from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How you doing, David?
I don't mind waiting for you, Vinny. I'd wait more than 30 minutes for you.
I love that accent, man. God, I love that. It makes me want to eat fried catfish.
I don't have an accent.
Yeah, I hear that, and I want to go to Ralph and Cacu's. Are they still there?
There's two Ralph and Cacu's now.
Yeah.
They both suck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can't eat there when you live there. You see... Here's the thing. People always say to me, no sugars, no grains, right? And they go, well what if I want to eat some fried food? I always say put life into living, right? And for me, when I go to Louisiana, which is like twice a year, the only thing I want to eat is a piece of fried catfish because I grew up with it, right? I go down to Mike Anderson's or I go to Mike Anderson's or Snow's, like Snow's, and I have a piece. Go on.
You don't go to L.A. Boilers?
No, because, I don't know of those new places. I just know the old places that I went to when I was a kid.
The L.A. Boilers and get some shrimp.
I go to Emails. You ever been to Emails?
No.
Oh, Emails is so good.
I can't afford that.
You can afford it.
Yeah.
Meaning in weight loss. Tell me about yourself, David. Tell me who you are. Are you the David I think you are?
That's me. We flooded. And I've got to give a shout out to Lonnie.
Yeah.
Lonnie called me up soon afterwards, and he put me in touch with somebody to come in and spray my house and clean my house because that's what Lonnie does.
Yeah.
And he comes across as a little bit of a What's that saying?
Are you trying to say Papa's jerk?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But he's got a heart of gold, that guy. He's got a heart of gold. And yeah. He put me in touch with some people because there's a lot of people going to get ripped off and bogus contractors coming in and fogging for mold, which does nothing. And first thing Lonnie said was don't put bleach on it. You know, he's given me plenty of advice, and he's kept me like on the straight and level.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Lonnie. I love Lonnie. For people out there that don't know what we're talking about, because of my book, Fitness Confidential, and the podcast, also called Fitness Confidential. You see, I like to keep it easy for people. And this show is actually called, Fitness Confidential. I try to keep it simple for folks. All of my stuff is called Fitness Confidential. And there's a Facebook group that's somewhat of, it's a phenomenon on Facebook. It's called Vinny Tortorich's No Sugars, No Grains. Now, here's the odd part. I don't own the group. I'm a member like everyone else. They just use my name. But it's a great group. You know, and these people help each other. And Lonnie and this other guy, Ruel, they've both called in on this show. They're super fans of everything I do. They spend countless numbers of hours keeping that group in line. There was a woman, Kendra Barthel, who ran it for a while. Greg Vick, you know, these people put in just countless amounts of hours making this group what it is. And it's a big self-help group. We just had this woman, Gabby, on. And Gabby, she came to my last show at the Pasadena Ice House. It was a sellout crowd. And it was right towards the end when she got a question in. And then, she said, I can't stop eating grains. And I said, why? And she goes, because I'm Mexican. That made no sense to me. And I talked to, I didn't leave that place until midnight. The show was over at 10 o'clock. I talked to everybody, including Gabby that night, out in the hallway at the Pasadena Ice House. And I will do the same thing at the Irvine Improv on October 27th. So the bottom line is, that group with Lonnie and everything else, they help people. They get a lot done in that group. Tell me about your situation.
About my situation with what I'm doing today? My question?
Well, you have a question about heart rate.
Yeah, I ran my first ultra today. I'm not like Serena. It took me 8.5 hours. I ate 3 eggs, a couple of ounces of cheese, and they were fried in a lot of butter.
Yeah.
I stayed all NSNG. I ran 9 miles to the first aid station, and I stopped and sat down and ate a couple of ounces of cheese. And when I started again, my heart rate went up from less than 130. I think keeping in zone 2,
right,
it went up to 145. Now, is that because the temperature had risen from 65 degrees up to the normal 85? Is it because I sat and rested, or is it because I was converting the protein in cheese?
What happens after you run for a long time? How long did it take you to get to the 9 mile mark, David?
2 hours.
Okay. That's enough time to get what's known as cardiac drift, especially since the temperature went up. Whenever you start sweating more, you start, losing more fluid. Your blood thickens just a little bit, and your heart has to work harder to do the same amount of work. And the term is called cardiac drift. Modern medicine doesn't know what causes it. It doesn't hurt anything, but it's what happens. The better shape you get into, the less you will have, but I can guarantee you will always have it. We all do at certain points. So that's what happened more than anything else. It just happened to coincide with your break at the nine mile mark. How long was the entire run again?
Oh, it's 50K. There's some people running 100 miles. They're still running. They'll be finishing tomorrow morning sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, the 100-mile race takes it. And by the way, a lot of people are listening. I congratulate you for going 50K. That's a milestone for you, right, David?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
I'd run a marathon, one marathon.
Yeah.
And because I flooded all of these ultra runners were trying to get those of us that flooded to sign up for ultras and get out of the house and get running and get back to normal, even though that's not normal for me. I wouldn't have done it otherwise. I just said, well, it's a free entry, so if I don't finish, I've still had a good day, you know, going and enjoying myself. I got a compliment on my T-shirt, by the way.
Which T-shirt did you have on?
The NSNG T-shirt. How did I get that T-shirt, Vinny?
I think you won it because on my podcast, if you write to me, look, here's how it works, folks. If you go to VinnyTortorese.com, before you go to Amazon, and it puts a little coal in my fire, gets my train down the track, and you let me know at VinnyTortorese.com, I put your name in the hat. We pick someone out of the hat. We give you free vitamins from PureVitaminClub.com or T-shirts or hats or whatever you want. And I think we gave you one because you had flooded. Was that it, or was that someone else?
You gave me one because I bought Anna's book.
That's right. Eat Happy. Yes. Anna's got a book called Eat Happy. Great book. Again, you can buy that at VinnyTortorese.com. Click through the Amazon banner. Anna's book is already part of the link. I'm doing a big, giant ad here. But, David, I'm glad you won because – and by the way, I'm glad you did this race today because – my brother, who works for Team Honda, they lost somewhere in the neighborhood of 350 cars in that flood. And they're still trying to pull their dealership back together. And I can only imagine what you guys are going through when you see your whole house underwater and you have water moccasins swimming through your house and everything else. I couldn't imagine what you guys went through down there. And my heart goes out to you. You know, people still talk about Katrina, but... they're saying now that this rainfall in that short period dropped 7 times the amount of water that Katrina dropped the entire time. Yet all we hear about is Katrina. There's people suffering down in Louisiana, folks. If you want to help, if you want to give, there's groups down there. I don't get involved. You go do that yourself. Look into it. David, I want to thank you for coming on, and congratulations on your run.
Thank you, Vinny. I'll keep listening, and I might call you again.
You could call me every week, David. I can listen to your accent constantly.
Yeah, Lonnie said something about that. I don't have an accent.
Okay, we'll go with that. You don't have an accent. 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. We will be coming back and talking to someone I love very much. She's on the show. She's on my podcast. She comes in on the Wednesday show as an expert because she is an expert. Her name is Nicole Racine. She will be coming up right after the break. And she knows a lot. She's a nurse practitioner that deals with type 2 diabetes. It's something that's on the rise in this country and around the world because of all the sugars and grains we eat. She also knows a lot about cholesterol. And what we're hoping she will do is look at Serena Scott Thomas's cholesterol test that she just got back from a doctor. And we will have her look at that. Right after this break, you can call me, Talk Radio 790 KBC, 1-800-222-5222. By the way, before I go to break, I was just talking about Pure Vitamin Club. It's a company that I own, and what we did was we went out and we made the best vitamins in the world. And when I say that, I'm not saying that because I own the company. I'm saying that because I know what goes into the vitamins. What we did was, instead of making something like a Mercedes and charging a Mercedes price, we ended up making a Rolls Royce and charging a Toyota price. So you get the best vitamins in the world at the lowest possible price. There's nothing like it in the world. You can only get them. We don't buy shelf space. That's how we keep it cheap. You get them by going to purevitaminclub.com, purevitaminclub.com. There's a great deal there. You will love it. Check it out. Now, 800-222-5222, we will be back right after this.
Check out Vinny's podcast, Fitness Confidential, on iTunes or at VinnyTortorich.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, at VinnyTortorich.
This show furnished by Vinny Tortorich.